It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 337. It's the last show of 2010. Happy New Year, everybody. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me your questions or suggestions for a future show topic. My email address is miketechshow@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/miketechshow, and also send me a friend request on Facebook, facebook.com/MikeTechShow. And I will confirm as soon as I connect up to Facebook. I use the Facebook iPhone app, so I usually check it every day. I will quickly confirm a friend request. Tonight, we ring in the new year. It's Friday night, December 31st, 2010, the final show of the year. I want to take a look back at tech with my involvement in 2010, and you can put 2010 as the year of the e-book reader. Certainly the iPad and the Kindle, especially the third generation Kindle, has made an incredible impact on purchases. As a matter of fact, today, on reading books electronically, and there is a definite shift, regardless of how you personally feel, there is a shift. And in today's Wall Street Journal, Barnes & Noble has come out and said their Nook has taken off since November. They are seeing more electronic downloads of books than purchases of books online, of people buying regular books. And that is a trend. Certainly there are some people that will never do that. There's some people that won't accept it, and that's fine. So you buy the book. I think you're going to see more and more where the market's divided now that Google has embraced ebooks. Certainly the trend with the iPad, and when iPad comes out with a new version, the new Galaxy, the Samsung Galaxy, looks incredible. It's something I'm going to keep my eye on, looking for a price drop in that in 2011, and I may even pounce on that. I did not jump on the iPad as much as I wanted to. The price point is just too great. Now, having the Kindle, that's a single-purpose device. Got a great ink, or whatever they call that electronic ink for displaying the text. It is crystal clear. It is easy to read on the eye. I love it. And as you've heard me talk about, I love it for the daily newspaper. I get the Wall Street Journal and I get the Philadelphia Daily News delivered to me electronically every morning, and I enjoy reading it. So books, I've been slow to adapt, but I will tell you, I've purchased a book that I've started reading on my Kindle that I'm going to talk about in a few weeks, and it was the difference of spending $25 for the hardback or $9.99 and having it delivered digitally. So I said, $9.99, it's so much easier. Boom, get it downloaded. It's quick. It's there. And I can read it. And I've already started plowing through, and I'm enjoying it. So I am embracing ebooks, and I think it's a trend that it's not a fad. This is something that's here to stay. Now, 2011, I believe, will be more than ebook readers. It's going to be the year of the tablet PC. I once had the original HP tablet PC a few years ago, and I loved it. HP blew it. They had a great tablet where everything was built in the screen, and it could turn and detach from the keyboard, and I loved my tablet PC. When I grew tired of it, a client of mine wanted it so he could have it for presentations and made me an offer that I could not refuse. He had a brand new MacBook in a box that he had purchased for his niece. And the niece decided she wanted to go in the Windows direction. And it was totally unopened. And instead of returning it, he said, "I'll trade you this MacBook with 2 gigs of memory for your tablet PC." Now, my tablet PC was starting to get a little old. And I said, done deal. And that's what actually started me on the path of embracing the Mac. Now, remember, I'm still a Windows guy, but now I'm surrounded. I have a lot of Macs. So we still have that MacBook. My wife actually uses that computer, that MacBook. And then I have 2 iMacs and another MacBook Pro. I have an Apple TV. We have 2 iPhones in the house. So certainly there's a lot of Apple products, but there's an awful lot of Windows products. I have 8 computers lined up on a switch under a table here, 2 servers and my main system's Windows. I have an HP notebook that's Windows. My son Ryan has a Windows notebook. So there's a lot of Windows computers in the house, and they certainly outnumber the Mac devices. But I look at everything. I don't look at myself as a Windows guy or Mac guy. I want to embrace all technologies. I think that's what makes what we do and what I do wonderful. I want to embrace all the new technologies so I can help you. So when a listener writes me a question, and then you have a question about a tablet PC, or you have a question about a Kindle, or a question about the iPhone, I can address it. Also, it makes it better for me when I'm working with clients. I can't tell you how many times I have a client where the CEO uses an iPhone. No one else does. And I remember one of my early first meetings over a year ago, CEO's at the table. It's the first time I meet him. He's got a problem with his iPhone. And he says, "Boy, no one around here in the IT department has an iPhone, you know, can help me." I said, "I have an iPhone." I whip out my iPhone. I said, "Hand me your phone." And he had trouble connecting to the Exchange server. I just tap on it. I knew the name of the Exchange server. I knew the configuration that was required. I typed it in, hit, took a look, see that he had his email, handed it to him. It was a huge smile on his face. You know, the impact I just made with the CEO of a company, you know, he'll never forget that. That's why I embrace all these technologies, because I want to know about it so I can give an informed decision, whether it be a client, a listener, a family member, a friend. And I want to be considered that geek, that IT expert amongst anybody that comes in contact with me. So I have been looking at tablet computers, and these tablet machines, there's a lot of them that are just real junk out there. And I'm going to do a show coming up. It's going to have to be in January, where I'm going to do a show of the tablet computers, the tablet devices to stay away from, where I give a total thumbs down, because I haven't given a thumbs up to any yet. And the ones that I've sent back three already, that one, it took me the creative device, the Zio. I had that for like 10 minutes and I couldn't take it anymore. And they were supposed to be incredible with the sound. It was terrible. There was all kinds of issues with it. I said, "This is it, done. I have no time for this." So there's the Velocity Cruise. That's a big thumbs down. And I don't care who I'm ticking off from manufacturers or vendors out there. You know, bring it on. You think you have a worthy tablet? Contact me and send me one to evaluate, if you dare, because I will give an honest opinion on it. I'll take the tablet challenge, and I will put it through its paces and report back. One of the things I've noticed is that the Samsung Galaxy looks like it has all the features and everything I want. I want the Android operating system. It's got everything, but the price is so high. It's up there with iPad pricing. So my question, can there be a sub-$300 tablet that can do what we want? Certainly, it's got to be the ebook reader, but it's got to have a good browser. It's got to be able to open files, and you got to be able to communicate easily with your PC when you plug it in with the USB port. So I have a lot of criteria that I'm looking for. Certainly, the Galaxy meets all of that, so we're going to have to see. And maybe we'll use some of the great gift certificates that I've earned from all of your purchases from Amazon. And you've done so much. The Amazon link that I have on my website this month has far exceeded my wildest expectations of you using it. And I thank you. Thank you to everybody who have been using my link, and please continue to use the link. I so greatly appreciate it, and it's going to enable me to buy some of the technology so I can review them for you and hope to clarify and help you make informed decisions based on my review of the products. So it allows me to keep buying books and reading. It allows me to buy devices. So as you spend using my Amazon link, I take that, I get that in Amazon gift certificates, and I put it back into the economy, put it back into the Mike Tech Show that will help me help you. It's a full circle, the whole process, and I appreciate it. From all of your efforts in December, it's going to certainly help me when I get that finally in February, when I'm able to spend it. I will buy devices that I'll be able to review. And this way, you know, when I bought it, well, there'll never be a bias. Even if a manufacturer gives it to me, I will tell you whether I bought it or whether a manufacturer gave it to me, and I'll give an honest review. Whatever it is, that's what you're going to hear. It's going to come right from the heart. You know that about me. I think we've had 2010, the year of the ebook reader. I think 2011 is the year of the tablet PC. Let's see where it goes, and let's see what happens with the Android operating system. Certainly the iPhone, everything's going to change a little bit, because when they move over to the Verizon, it's going to open the doors for more iPhones out there. It's going to be interesting what the new iPhone is going to look like. Are they going to keep the antenna the same way? I have backed off. I still use the 3GS. I have not embraced the 4.0 because I know they've had problems with the antenna and some of the issues. So I've stayed away from the 4.0. And I'll wait until the next version. And then I'm still under contract with AT&T until September, and then I'll probably flip to Verizon and whatever the latest iPhone that is available in September, that's when I'll make the jump from the family plan from AT&T to Verizon. Right now, I'm happy with my plan. I know there's a lot of people that are upset with AT&T. I'm not. I get pretty good service. I'm very happy with my AT&T service. I have no complaints. It really depends in your area. When you start to dissect and talk about phones, 3G, 4G, it all depends where you live. And some people are going to be in a better area for Verizon or a better area for access for Sprint. It all depends on your travel habits, and you need to investigate where are you traveling and what is the coverage. That's what it comes down to. And then price is secondary. First, it's coverage. Then you look at, okay, what's the best deal that I can get? When it comes to Windows, certainly, you look at 2010 and the explosion of Windows 7, where there's no complaints. It's not like Vista. Vista, everybody just killed it. It was a terrible operating system. Microsoft recognizes that. They know it. And Windows 7, rock solid. A great operating system. I've embraced it since its early betas. It's leaner and meaner than Vista. You've heard me do my reviews. I think it's more user intuitive. I've taken users from XP, put them on Windows 7, and you know they have an easier time on Windows 7 than I remember when they first went to XP, when they went from Windows 2000 or Windows 98 to XP. They're having an easier time embracing Windows 7. And my clients are starting to embrace it, which is great. I now have two clients that are 100% Windows 7. And I got a couple others. They're falling. They're going to be they're making the change. And that's something I want to see in 2011. I want to see more of my clients embrace that. And you are going to see that in the corporate community. Corporate, they're embracing Windows 7. And I'm really glad to see that. Now, for everybody listening, remember, anybody that's in a corporation, anybody that has a server, they have to have Windows 7 Professional or greater, because that allows you to connect to a domain. If they do not have a domain to connect to, then it can be Windows Home Premium, Windows 7 Home Premium. To me, there's only three versions. I know there's a lot more. There's only three. It's Windows Home Premium, Windows Professional, Windows 7 Professional, and Windows 7 Ultimate. And Ultimate is only if you need BitLocker. Well, guess what? I think BitLocker's horrible. I love using TrueCrypt for the encryption. And the systems that you see behind me, for everybody watching me on Ustream that's in those boxes, I have to do whole disk encryption using TrueCrypt on them. And that is rock solid, working great. So I 100% endorse TrueCrypt. I do not like BitLocker. So now we're down to two versions. You're down to Windows Home Premium. If they're at home, if they're in a corporate environment, it's Windows Professional. And guess what? To me, the 32-bit operating system does not even exist. It doesn't exist. 64-bit all the way, 100%. Do not even consider the 32-bit. There's no reason. 64-bit, you can access. All the drivers are there for all the new devices. You don't have to worry. And you can address more than 3 gigs of memory. And that is more important than anything else. So remember that. Going forward with Windows 7, you got to stay 64-bit. With that, I believe that if you are consulting, and if you are looking at doing any kind of computer repair or any kind of side business or any kind of consulting in IT or computers, you better be good at Windows 7. That's something that you gotta maybe make a New Year's resolution and say, I will learn Windows 7. I will become an expert, because that has opened doors for me. Even with a new client where we started talking about, which I just started with a couple days ago, a brand new client that I've added to my list of clients, and they started talking about Windows 7 already, and I could intelligently give them sound advice because I've been using it for so long and I have been working. So it's important that you embrace the new technologies so you can make yourself valuable to other clients. Even though they're not on it yet, they will be. Let's talk about New Year's resolutions for a sec. There's a New Year's resolution that I owe you, the Mike Tech Show listener. Many of you also follow Carrie and I and listen to Tech Vets. And as you know, there has not been a show posted since September. My New Year's resolution is to take 4 hours a week at a bare minimum and schedule it and put it into my schedule to do one of two things: to either record a new show or edit an existing show and get it posted. I am doing that. I have scheduled 4 hours already for the next couple months every week. And that is my New Year's resolution to you, is that will a Tech Vets come out every week? I can't guarantee that. But what I can guarantee you is that I'm going to allocate more time. The reason you have not had some episodes, it's not Carrie's fault. It's my fault. Carrie has been kind enough to take some blame by saying he's working on the book. No, it's my fault. I have three shows, two of them of which are complete original content that I have had no time to edit. I will make the time. That's my New Year's. That's my tech New Year's resolution. It's not to lose weight or do some, you know, things that, you know, I'm gonna blow, you know, into the first week or second week. I'm gonna make a true, honest effort to get fresh content. And I guarantee you that even if Carrie makes an excuse to not get together, I will harass him. That'll be part of my job. We will do that. We both love doing it. We have a great time. I know some of my listeners don't like it. They know Carrie is tough, but we got to remember it's why I enjoy it. You have Carrie and the anti-Carrie, Mike and the anti-Mike. You need different opinions. Now, if we both agree, well, that should scare the heck out of you. You just go do it, because if we both agree. But we usually come at things a little differently. And it's those unique approaches that Carrie and I do that make us both enjoy the show. That's why I know Carrie loves having me on those Friday nights, and I love doing it on Computer America. And we get great response. So we know we're doing something good because you've let us know. And now it's my turn and Carrie's turn to get back on the horse and to do that. So I wanted to, you know, I guess get it on record that I am making a true New Year's resolution for that. And I will not let you down. And if I do, then you got to let me have it. And some of you have. and I appreciate it. You know, sometimes you need that kick in the butt to get going. And you really shouldn't. You know, I have to prioritize my life. I have family. I have wife. I have three kids. I have a grandson. I have a business that I am trying to build out. Someone mentioned a dog and a cat. I'm trying to build out the business, and it's so hard to have your own business. It's exciting. It's thrilling. It's invigorating. It's what makes you want to get up every day, and it's that excitement and passion that I'm bringing to the business as I try to grow it. I want to be able to come back to you and tell you I have 10 employees and that my consulting firm is just taking off. It's growing. I want it to grow even faster. With that, requires a lot of work and a lot of time on my part. And it's that time and commitment that I don't have to be able to put back into another podcast. It's hard enough sometimes getting the Mike Tech Show done. That's why I have to get very meticulous, and I have to schedule Sunday, 4 hours, Tech Vets, you know, and I got to book it, and I got to put it in Outlook, which I already have. Mike Tech Show, I have prep time scheduled out. I have the time to do the show on Thursday nights. I make sure that I don't have any consulting or anything happening. I can't tell you how many events that I've turned down. And even some entertainment events, going to a Flyers game or a Phillies game or things like that, that I would have loved to have done, but they were in conflict of the Mike Tech Show. And my priority, Mike Tech Show comes first on Thursday nights, but not with a paying client. I had a client that was moving, if you remember, back over the summer, and they were changing locations. So I moved the Mike Tech Show to a Wednesday night and Thursday night, because that was the day of their move. And the night of their move, and I had no choice. So I will change the schedule. And certainly for special events like this, I've changed the schedule. And with Christmas, I needed time for Christmas. And you know, speaking of that, I didn't even have a chance to mention I had a tremendous Christmas. I've got lots of good gadgets. I was talking about it in the pre-show. I got this really cool Panasonic two-line phone that is crisper, clearer sound that I really like, and it's backlit. So in my dark office, sometimes there's not enough lighting right there where the phone sits. It's tilted at an angle that when someone's ringing, it's backlit, and I can see exactly the caller ID who's calling. And then I have this great headset that plugs right into it. So nice phone that my wife gave me. She also gave me the iHome clock radio for my bedside stand that I can charge my iPhone, and I love it, and it works great. So very happy with that, and you know, got plenty of clothes and got some other things that were really neat. An MHS consulting, an engraved business card holder that is very classy that my wife got me. So if I'm ever whipping that out in a meeting or I'm with a new client, it looks really cool to have that really nice, you know, engraved case that, you know, is holding my business cards. So that was really nice. That was a great stocking stuffer. So I really like that. My kids had and wife had a great Christmas. You know, received a lot of flyers, things, and my youngest, lots of Xbox games and items. So we had a good time, and the person who really made out great was my grandson, who's 4 years old and was over on a Christmas afternoon, we'll call it, because he had, you know, spent Christmas morning with his parents. A great time. It was good to have a family, you know, all the family together. We missed a family event the day after Christmas because of the snow. My sister was up from Florida with her husband, visiting with her daughter and their new grandson in Maryland, but the snow stopped them from coming over. And also my wife's niece and her son and her husband was coming over for Sunday. We were going to have quite a few people here on Sunday, and that all got blown out because of the snow. And we got a foot of snow where we're at. They're pretty, a little under a foot, but so we did get some accumulation. It was just too treacherous for driving and too dangerous. So we had to call that off. And then my sister ended up, you know, had to go back to Florida, and I missed out on seeing her. So I would have liked to have spent that time together on Sunday, but we'll get together again. With that Sunday morning, we go downstairs and go to the basement. And what do we see? Big, or was this Saturday morning? Actually, Christmas morning. We see big puddles on the ceiling tiles of the basement where there was a leak from the kitchen above. Thank God I have a plumber that I could call. And it wasn't leaking at the moment, but you could tell the night before it had leaked. And the plumber came out early Sunday morning before the snow, and we determined it was the garbage disposal is started rotting and was getting is really bad, and that's where the leak. He temporarily fixed it, but I need a new garbage disposal. And there's actually, he had to do a thing with the trap to do something temporarily. We actually, the work that was done on the house that I inherited here, certainly it was not a plumber that did the work. Because when you have a true plumber looking at it, and he's shaking his head, and he's looking at me, and he's saying, come here, you see this? That's not how it's supposed to look. This is how you're supposed to do it. And the trap was a mess. There's things under there that I've never even explored underneath the sink. Well, we've scheduled that out. It's actually not this week, the following week. He's going to come take care of it. But the bottom line is there was no damage except for some ceiling tiles that I can replace in the basement. And he was able to fix it temporarily enough so we can use the dishwasher, use the garbage disposal, and it's not leaking. And we will now, we have a plan to take care of that. Two things that I have made contacts from the organization that I talked about that I'm part of. It's a networking organization called BNI. B as in boy, N as in network, I as in ice cream, BNI. I have a friend now that is a plumber, an electrician, and let me tell you, that is very, very important to have associates and friends that have that talent. They have me as their computer expert. And it's very nice. And right now I have a great bartering situation where I'm their on-call computer guy. They're my on-call electrician and plumber. And let me tell you, I can sleep well at night knowing that I have access to someone that does good work and will take care of me, and I will take care of them. Just keep that in mind. The better that you get at your profession, where hopefully you'll have the opportunity to barter like that with other professions, because that's important and it really, you know, helps, especially in the times of a crisis like that with a plumber, where I know I'm going to get good quality work done at a very, very fair rate where it's really going to be just materials. So I can't beat it. I can't beat that situation. So I'm very, very lucky, and I owe B&I. And the reason I say that is there's got to be organizations like that maybe in your area that you should sniff out and find out what those organizations are. Wow, I thought, I've done a lot of talking here. I thought I was going to get to some email, but you know what? We'll save them for next week for the first show of the of 2011. And I have two songs that I want to play. One is from one of my favorite artists that you know is from Philadelphia. And matter of fact, both of these artists, I'll never forget on my 49th birthday. What a pleasure when Barb put that together, that birthday present for me, where this first artist, she sang Happy Birthday to me in a recording. And then the final song that I'm going to play to close out the show, a great song by Rob Coslow, who's a tremendous piano player, and he played Happy Birthday on the piano for me. When I hear them play, really does something to me. First, Liz Longley, and the song, I'll Be There. And of course, I'll have a link to her website. And then we're going to close out with Rob Coslow and the song, Reflections, which a lot of you have asked, the piano music that I have taken for the intro and the outro, the exit, are segments of the song Reflections. So you're going to hear the whole song, and that's going to close the show. So give a listen to Liz, then I'll only be back for a minute, and then we'll play the final song.
Firecracker on the loose, she's gonna make her big debut. Watch her as she here, two blocks from me. Together we had one big dream, and now she's gone and made it all her own. And I
That was Liz Longley. I'll be there, and I'll have a link to her website. Now, this will close out the show. This is Reflections by Rob Coslow, and I'll have a link to his website, robcoslow.com. Thank you very much. Happy New Year, everybody, and I'll talk to you next year, and hope you have a great year. Hope you have a very safe and happy holiday. Take care. Bye-bye.